let's have another.
Let's do all right.
Something.
High time? Yeah, okay.
This is a new one.
Well, I'm new to...
Or no, it's
really old. So I wrote this song when I was like 24, thinking that when I was 40, things would be different, but it turns out that's not the case, so... yeah, all right. You ready there, Neutrons?
Something wrong with the mail,
yep. Okay. High time I come to terms, it's high time I learn to see all the little things that scare them deep down inside of me. I run, and I call it change. Those things aren't going nowhere. I'm standing right here, just can't win. Well, I know I've seen this scene. I know I've been before, pushing, rapping hard upon that old oak door. You know it's heavy, it's heavy. Do I have the strength? Well, I grow older, a little wiser, but I'm still naive. Hey, John.
Because I was just going to ask you where y'all are from, where you live, where is back home in the home, and if you have families, and just something a little bit about all of you, if you would.
Yeah, well, I grew up all over Minnesota, born in Otter Tail County, which is like west central, and then I moved up to Fargo-Moorhead, learned how to play hockey there, and then I moved down to Minneapolis-St. Paul, and I now have a wife and two children, 4 and 1, so... So that's my story, and I'm Justin.
Yeah. I'm Jay Lenz. I'm from the Oshkosh, Wisconsin Lenzes, so sorry if anybody knows them. But we'll be playing in Appleton tonight, too, so yeah. But we grew up in the Twin Cities. Kevin and Nate and I all actually went to high school together. We didn't start this band when we were in high school, but we all knew each other really well. We're good friends and kind of found each other several years after college or whatever, you know, you want to do during the college time.
Nate didn't go to college. Nate spent his college years hopping trains and hitchhiking.
I quit college twice.
You really did hop trains?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
His parents were so glad when we started this band because they thought he would finally be doing something safe.
Little did they know.
Right. Oh, this is not safe.
Cartier as well as a fellow hobo. We were both hopping trains around the same time, around the same parts of the country, but never ran into each other, didn't know each other back then.
Oh, that is so cool. I got to hear more about all that.
Oh, yeah. But otherwise, yeah, growing up in Brooklyn Park, northwest suburbs, I chased a lady out to California where I'm currently living in Los Angeles with two dogs. But love getting back into this part of the country whenever I can, usually multiple times a month, fortunately. So, but yep. Still waiting for that freight train to the glory land.
How long has Pertnir been Pertnir?
Oh, about 15 years. But yeah. This current lineup has actually been around just, I think the tour that we met, the Bishels, was this lineup's very first tour together. Yep. So that was 5 years.
That was 5 years
six,
ago.
Five and a half, 6 years ago, something like that.
The first time that we went, we did an overnight drive. We started overnight to drive to Denver. And Matt and I, new guys to the band. Met Matt that night. And I was like, I'll drive, sure. We're driving southbound on 35 in Minnesota. And we literally get caught up in a high-speed chase. it was like a really bad omen. But we didn't die, so that's good. And we didn't crash, even though that guy really, I mean, it was a scene.
Yeah,
but it was.
We burned past us. That was great. We told them it happens all the time when you're on tour. It's normal.
But we made it to Denver, and that was like it's been like sort of a fateful ride since then. And that was my first time to Colorado too.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy high speed chase.
Another good story.
Yeah, it really had not ever happened to us before. But that car, I think, passed us two or three times on the highway with lots of cops.
Yep. Yeah. And then we saw the car empty.
Yeah. He was making for the Iowa border. I think that he forgot that radio signals travel pretty fast.
No, you're fine once you get to Iowa, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you first saw the flashing lights, were you all thinking, wow, what did
well,
you
Well, I pulled over, right?
Three of us were asleep.
You know what us all yeah.
three,
are thinking.
Three of us were asleep, and he and Matt were in the front, and I woke up. I remember
Well, that'll wake you up fast.
Yeah, yeah, I remember waking up and saying, oh, my gosh, he's going to hit us!
What'd we do?
I was so oblivious. Scary. I had earplugs in, a pillow over my head. I didn't know what happened last night. Yeah. I was snoozing away.
So do you have a certain amount of days that you decide to tour, or, like, limit yourself to so many days a week?
We used to tour a little bit more often. Now that Kevin and Justin have children, it's a little. We want them to, you know their kids.
You have a life, yeah. Yeah.
And my kids want to know me.
Yeah,
most days. Believe it or not. Most days, yeah. But you know, we've been traveling to Europe once a year, and we try to get around the region as much as we can. Spend probably somewhere between 60 and 80 days a year on the road, depending on the year.
Yeah.
We go out west. We go to Colorado. We go to the northwest.
Get down south.
And east. All the every direction, actually.
Yeah.
That's
we like
all.
To travel in all
we
the directions.
We haven't been to Canada. We'd like to go to Canada.
Yeah.
I have a nephew in Montana, and he knows who we are. So
Montana is one of our favorite places.
Yeah.
If you know anyone in Alaska, put it in a good word. Also, I want to get up there.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the bucket list. Take this road to Blue Ox to Alaska.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, we got somebody from all 50 states has attended Blue Ox. Is that a thing, right?
You want to do Bloom again?
Sure, let's do it.
Springtime.
Springtime. Yeah,
perfect time of the
Sounds
year.
Sounds good.
Perfect time of the year for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rhinelander. Thanks, Phil.
Okay, so I got a question for Matt, who didn't want any questions.
Yes, I'm ready.
Do you have dance background? Because you're really good.
This is it, yeah.
Well, I'm going to look you up at the festival, and you're going to dance with me.
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of square dancing, and I'm a square dance caller. And,
That's
awesome. Do a lot of couples dancing, polkas, and two-steps and stuff like that. But clogging, I never grew up dancing. I was always the guy who was like, no way, I don't dance. That's not my thing. But one of my friends just convinced me to try clogging, and that's where it started.
Great.
Matt is the 6-time national jig dancing champion, which is an honor not bestowed on him in the state of Minnesota. I don't think that's the sort of contest that we do in Minnesota.
Kevin has some exotic dancing awards.
It's not fit for community radio, but...
Well, I'm wondering, besides the lineup on the stages, they've got the backwoods stuff, and I'm really curious about that, so I don't know who wants to answer that question. You want to answer, or you want them to answer?
As far as the lineup, or?
Well, just, I want to know about it, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. At first, we weren't even sure if we were going to do it, right? Yeah, and then all of a sudden, it's become, like, this thing that people really look forward to in the weekend.
Yeah, it's great. It's set right among the campgrounds, basically. There's people camping 20 feet away from this stage, so there's towering hardwood trees above it with the lights kind of coming up on it. You see the canopy from underneath all lit up, and yeah,
a natural amphitheater going up the hill as well.
Yeah,
and the main stage ends around 12
midnight. Yep,
midnight, and then people are not quite ready to go to bed. So,
Late night stage goes till 2 a.m. So
yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We've been kind of turned into a tradition now. The last one on Saturday, we get a bunch of friends, bands, and whoever else we can muster up, and we do kind of a big jam thing, and it's always crazy, always fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a song now. This is a song that I wrote.
If you want to dance, go ahead.
Yeah. Dancing encouraged. It's on radio, so everybody's dancing. Yeah, thank you, dancers. Thank you.
Jalen.
Pretty song. I would like Nate and Kevin to tell us a little bit about the music workshops that are going to take place at the festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're kind of still being designed right now, but the idea is to get some teachers, some friends of ours actually, we're going to call them into the festival, and we're going to do kind of a workshop or maybe a couple a day, try to get some, you know, kind of an outreach thing. We want people to be there enjoying the music, but we also want this to be something that inspires future musicians that might grace the Blue Ox stage or, you know, add to the community of music making and merriment that happens at in the bluegrass world, at live music festivals, and in our communities. So it's really designed to try to just bring in more variety of activities in the festival. And some of the greatest festivals that we know of and go to, they have like weekend-long academies. And, you know, we've been involved in some of that ourselves over the years at various festivals. And just I think it adds a lot. It's also can be kind of a daycare for parents. They can bring their kids and drop them off and have a good time.
Careful, Nate.
Yeah, drop them off with Nate. He's a great babysitter.
He really is.
But Nate, you know, kind of pointed out that we've seen a lot of this at festivals where people kind of come out and get to, like, you know, learn from some of the people that they're there to see on stage. And another thing that's really accessible about the music, you know, string band music in general and folk music, is that you can play it around a campfire. So, and that's like a big aspect of a lot of our favorite festivals, like the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association has a festival that we kind of came up in, where you just sit around all night until the sun comes up around the campfire playing music. And you know, there's a festival in Winona called Boats and Bluegrass where there's just picking that happens all night long. And so that's absolutely the vibe at Blue Ox too. And, you know, it's kind of like a extension of that outreach that happens naturally, like from the community sharing songs together, you know, through an academy or some lessons like that. You know, people can get more exposure to more of the technical aspect of playing string band instruments. So
people that already play are encouraged to bring their instruments, but it's also for people that would like to try out different instruments and
absolutely
see if they would like be interested in playing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do actively discourage any banjo players.
Yeah, you learn that you don't want to play banjo.
So I've heard.
How do you respond to that, Kevin?
Well, I can tell my favorite banjo joke.
Please.
Do you know why there's no banjos on Star Trek?
Nope.
Because it's the future.
So don't you have any good bass guitar
mandolin
comeback?
Yeah, I mean, do you know how to tell if a stage is level? No. You know, the bass player in a string band has drool coming out of both sides of his mouth. You know the difference between Martin playing bluegrass guitar player and a large pizza?
Oh, God, you got to tell me.
Large pizza has no problem at all feeding a family of four.
That is not funny.
Oh, dude.
Because it's true.
Yes.
Yeah, those got more. I don't know if those are, cares to hear
those
them.
Are traditionally banjo jokes, but I just like to swap out the banjo for these other guys because they deserve it.
Banjo.
Yeah.
What's happening? I don't know. Oh, yeah.
You can play I'm Traveling.
Play Traveling song. Let's do it.
Play Traveling song. Nate is the... He's the traveler in the band, and all of his songs tend to revolve around traveling or love. Yep. And this is about a love of
traveling to and from your love. So here's a song about that.
Distant lands, I can't help but understand. All my life it's been that way. Now I don't expect I'll change. Raised a great northern boy, might not have any kind of choice. Always drawn down the trail, I believe that I always will. I've been traveling on this road from home I barely know. I've been traveling for so long, let this road might be my home. have stumbled, I've been in need. Rolled on like a tumbleweed, and no troubles will bring me down. Follow me when I'm leaving town. I've been lonesome and I've been sad, but things have never been that bad. I've seen what good life can bring, following the way a caged bird sings. I've been traveling on this road from a home I barely know. I've been traveling for so long that this road might be my home. Getting lost in reveries through the fields and dales and on backcountry trails, meandering with rippling creeks blowing in the singing breeze. And I can't complain, I would do it all again. I've been traveling on this road from a home I barely know. I've been traveling for so long that this road might be my home. Yeah, this road, it might be my home.
Sunny Boy!
Sunny Boy, Nate said.
I love that song, Nate.
Yeah, that's a good song, Nate.
It's the most recent in my long catalog of traveling songs.
It's so good. I love singing it.
Nate has dogs now, so I'm assuming that the rest of your songs are going to be about dogs now.
Walking, yeah. A lot of dogs. Walking. Cleaning up after them. Fur.
No, I don't think so.
Dog fights.
Yeah. Walk through the park with a plastic bag.
Well, I would like to ask Kevin about the vision and philosophy of the Blue Ox, and I'd also like to ask Mark about how you see the festival evolving in the future. Or are you happy with the size and the scope of the way things are now? Sometimes when you let it get too big, it can get kind of Woodstocky and out of control. So that's a two-parter.
Okay. Well, I can start out by saying we do see it growing a little bit, but we want to maintain kind of a small, intimate festival experience. We don't want it to get out of control. We want it to be comfortable. We want you to be able to bring your kids there. And yeah, the convenience of it all, I guess, is something that we value, and we want to keep that going.
Yeah.
And then where we would kind of like to see areas of growth is, yeah, adding a few more people, and potentially getting more local musicians involved, because we've kind of grown up to we include a lot of regional type level acts and then national acts, and I feel like with having two stages, it's tough to find space for some of the more local smaller acts that that would love be thrilled to play the festival, you know.
Yeah So you know, as far as like the vision of the festival, like we had been putting on events really since we started as a band, and had often thought about maybe we should start a music festival. You know, we did like a one-day event in Minneapolis, and we thought, you know, that was really fun. We could do that again. And so we did that a couple times. But we have a lot of friends who have tried to throw music festivals over the years, and there's like a really apropos bumper sticker that says, "Friends don't let friends throw music festivals." And so, you know, when the Bishels connected with us about this opportunity, at first we were like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. But our manager encouraged us, like, you know, check it out. These guys are serious. They've got a long history of putting on really successful festivals. And I remember we went out to the grounds the first time, and we kind of FaceTimed Nate in from Los Angeles and kind of like, you know, showed him like the spread of the place. And he's like, oh, it looks like a music festival was like meant to be there, absolutely, like a bluegrass festival. And like, it really feels that way. So like, as far as the vision that we had starting out, like, you know, we wanted to capture the elements of like the premier national festivals that we had always been to and, you know, really admired for the way they curate the artists and create an artist experience so that artists want to keep coming back. Yeah. Because I think that's really important to like the health of a festival, to be a place that artists know will treat you well. And we also wanted it to be like a really accessible kind of organic space where there's not like a lot of pomp and circumstance and like separation between the artist and the audience. I think we capture that really well too. I mean, it feels like everybody's, you know, kind of a part of the same community. You know, it's like a big family reunion, and it kind of felt that way from the first year. So it's kind of like, you know, the long-lost family you never knew you had.
And having it on really our own backyard is great, too. Right, because, you know, I'd go around to different festivals around the country like you have, and you run into all these people from the upper Midwest that are traveling hundreds, if not 1,000 miles just to get to. And it's great to kind of bring that experience home.
Right.
Yeah, I think the region was hungry for a festival of this type. And yeah, it's great that we have anything to do with providing it for them. And it's kind of a you build it, you know, if you build it, they will come scenario a bit as well.
It's also like a good symbiotic relationship between us and the Bishels too, because they got the festival chops. They know how to throw a festival. They've been doing it for years. And we know from an artist standpoint what really makes festivals great and like what artists want to have at a festival, so it just really works well.
What are we gonna do next? There's some songs on there.
Is there?
I don't
wanna
know.
You wanna do 20 Cups?
Or something else? Actually, do you wanna do the Flatbush?
Oh yeah,
let's do Flatbush.
And then, and then come back to that one.
Sure.
Sorry, we're really winging this here. Well, we're just seeing what happens.
Is we a have a list
between winging it and seeing what happens.
A list which we never follow.
Hey, where'd you learn the Flatbush Waltz from?
The first tune is an instrumental tune we're gonna play. It's an Andy Statman composition.
Flatbush, New York.
Flatbush Waltz, and from Flatbush, New York, Brooklyn, where he lives in Brooklyn area.
He's a great mandolin player, great clarinet player.
He recorded this song with the David Grisman Quintet. And it was on a live recording of theirs, and I fell in love with it and just had to learn it. And we like to play it leading into another tune.
Lower this. Leading into a song that Nate wrote. Thank you.
There's danger all aboard. If you wanna make it home, don't even leave the shore. Think you're darling, baby. Think you're loving wife. Come hell or high water, the ship will take your life. Carries no cargo, but man, this ain't the seas. You won't know when it's coming, but it'll never leave. The sea'll throw a sickening bone.
Tune that we mentioned, followed by a song that Nate wrote from the deepest and darkest depths of his mind.
You know, I worked at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis as a security guard, actually, so I spent hours upon hours standing there mostly by myself in galleries filled with modern art and some really bizarre things and filled notebooks with lyrical ideas, and this idea struck me to write a song based on the painting by Hieronymus Bosch, which dates back to the 1500s, called Ship of Fools. And I kind of studied that, went to the stacks, the library stacks in central Minneapolis, the central library actually, and found these old volumes, two edition volume of Ship of Fools written in Old English, and just scoured the whole thing for ideas, and eventually put that song together. It just kind of clicked one day. I had the lyrics, but I didn't have the music. Jay said, we were at a band practice, and Jay said, everyone go home and write a song in a minor key.
Yeah.
We need more minor songs.
Happy songs.
And I went home, and I wrote the music for that song, and just kind of clicked right there. But it's a little dark and evil.
Yeah, well.
Love it.
I like the dark songs. I do.
Yeah.
you guys pretty much touched on my next question about the great symbiotic relationship you have. What makes Blue Ox stand out?
I think it's the audience, by far. I think it's the people that show up. They really make the event. And, you know, I feel like we're just providing them with an opportunity to gather, and we're providing them with the opportunity to be possibly introduced to new music, and we're introducing the musicians to this amazing audience that we have here in this part of the country.
Yeah,
I think that's what makes it work.
Our first year, it was raining the whole entire weekend, and not horribly like treacherous, just constant rain, and it was very muddy, and man, did people just have a blast. It was got nobody down. Everybody was running around in the mud. Bischel's got after it and like got planks down and like, yeah, and hay and like.
And last year was so hot. Did you have hoses going to hose everybody off? Or?
Yeah, we've had great weather every year.
It's such a crapshoot. It's really like mid June in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, you're pretty much guaranteed to have some volatile weather. So we do have to deal with that every year. But and like Nate said and like Jay said, it doesn't bring anybody's spirits down.
Yeah, people are.
They just come together more, I feel like. And I don't know. It's just
well, great music does that though. It's hard to dampen a spirit when the music is so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really like the flow of each day too, and the fact that, you know, it starts the day starts typically on the side stage, but you could literally, if you were in a lawn chair, you could sit and watch the side stage. And then when they're done, you'd stand up and not even move, but turn your chair this way, and then you're watching the main stage. And it's that way the whole day. You don't have to move, and I really love that. Because some festivals that we've played, that we've attended, you know, you play, okay, we got a 5 o'clock set on this stage, and then we have to, like, get all of our stuff to this stage that is literally, like, a mile away from this stage. And it's like... And it's like logistically speaking, Blue Ox is just so tight and condensed, and it's so accommodating and perfect.
Yeah, invent a swiveling lawn chair.
You're onto something, Jay. You're either on something
or
you're on
for sale at Blue Ox.
All right, patent it. It's copyright.
I see a new booth.
April 26th.
Patent pending.
2019, Jay Lenz swivel lawn chair.
The Lenz chair.
Yeah. What do we got? You want to do 20 Cups?
Sure.
All right. Do a song that I wrote called 20 Cups of Coffee in the Morning.
Oh, man, last night was...
One for every beer I had last night. It's a very true story.
Duluth.
Yeah, Duluth got weird last
thank
night.
Thank you. No, thank you.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
One, two... I'm done with all this worrying about what people say. I'll have one more whiskey and I'll be on my way. I'll make that too, I think I'm gonna stay. That wired iron band, they've got a few more songs to play. I don't worry about what day it is. Out all night drinking with my friends. Doesn't feel late, but the sun's already out. Now I don't have any doubt, I won't make it without 20 cups of coffee in the morning. One for every beer I had last night. Yeah, well, what they say, I'm living my life my own way, and I'm working every day, and I'm alright. Yeah, 20 cups of coffee in the morning. Only way I make it 9 to 5. Sleep is for the dead, I don't even own a bed. I drink coffee now instead, and I'm alright. Up the highway, time to cannonball at home. And living ain't the same when you've been living on the road. Been driving through the night, got only one more state to go. Been all around this country, and there's one thing that I know. Minnesota, where I wanna be. Pretty girl, as far as you can see. Take my hand, stay out all night with me. Don't tell me that you just drink tea. Let's drink 20 cups of coffee in the morning. One for every beer I left. I'm living my life my own way. I'm working every day. out here to everyone who's out there living for today. Out there pulling all-nighters and powering through the day. Out there working double shifts when you got bills to pay. We only got one life to live, at least that's what they say. You call me crazy, call me what you will. I ain't a lazy, I just ain't had my fill. Feeling a hazy until that coffee's spilled.
Matt, I will find you. Or you can find us at the WXPR booth at the Blue Ox. And thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah,
thank you. And we're going to try to squeeze one more song out of you. Anybody that wants to know about the Blue Ox, they can go on the Blue Ox Music Festival. And find out about the performers, the times, the stages, and contact information and all that good stuff. So,
and don't forget about the Road to Blue Ox podcast too. That's out there and available.
Glad you
for
mentioned
people.
That.
Yep. Yeah, we have information about the festival and really fun, great interviews with people who are coming. So check that out as well. Road to Blue Ox podcast.
Thank you for mentioning that. Okay.
What are we gonna do? Show me the way to go. This
is a good way to go. Yeah, either Paradise or
Gamble. What do you mean?
This song actually has a lot of Blue Ox history. We filmed a music video for it there. Our friend proposed to his wife on stage during it.
Yeah, Nate had a gigantic... Was it like a...
It was like a skull? It was actually like the... It's like a... I think it was the pelvis of a cow or something. I don't know. But it looks...
It was...
It ends up looking like an alien skull, though. Yeah. I wore it for a song and
so
didn't entirely regret
it. And I think it appears in the video. But yeah, we always throw this one out. So Bert and Britt,
because
they got engaged on the Blue Ox stage. And they've been married for a couple years now.
Yeah.
Can you hear banjo?
Ready as I'm gonna be. Banjo's never really in tune.
2, 3, 4.
On that stage, crossing the road, hot and heavy, carrying my load. I'm a thief. What can I do? I see the headlights and I'm free. I'm like a bear out in the woods, big and burly, gathering my goods. I'm a thief.
you. I love
you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much.
See you in the pines.